Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Miami Hurricanes Talk with Danny. My guest this week is Taylor Vipolis, former football player at North Carolina and a writer for Inside Carolina on 24/7. Canes in Carolina Saturday night, 7:30. He's taking a few minutes to join us. Taylor, good afternoon. Thank you for coming in.
Danny, I was just telling somebody that the thing I'm the most upset about with getting rid of divisions in the ACC is I'm going to miss this North Carolina game against Miami as a yearly tradition, and especially talking with you. It's always my favorite week of the year, North Carolina, Miami.
Yeah, I know. So given the last couple, given how good he is, given I've seen Carolina, I've always wanted to go up to Carolina once just to see it for myself.
We'll have to make a trip to Chapel Hill happen.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, the thing I looked at right off the bat last week is how they dominated Syracuse. And what I was really surprised when I looked at Carolina was defensively. They are much – Mario Cristobal said on his show today when he taped the show today. They are much better defensively. They are fast in every sense of the word. What changes have you seen in the Carolina defense from last year to now?
Yeah, this North Carolina defense, like you mentioned, is way better than last year, but they were also a defense that was ranked in the 110s and the 120s last year. So it wasn't too hard for them to improve, but everybody has always said, like, this Carolina defense just has to be average with the talent they get at the skill positions. You have Drake May at quarterback. This defense is a lot better than average right now. They're 35th in total defense, 30th in scoring defense, averaging, or they're giving up 19 points per game. They're really good in second halves when they can come in and adjust to Coach Chizik's adjustments that he wants to make schematically. And what you're seeing is a defense that understands the assignment. And I think part of it is, one, they had some addition by subtraction. They got rid of a position coach that might have not meshed well with the team. They got rid of a couple of cornerbacks that might have not meshed well with the team. And they brought in people that will help. Ted Monachino from the NFL has helped with the pass rush. You have a new cornerback coach. You brought in somebody like Elijah Huzzy from the FCS level, who's right now Carolina's best defensive player outside of Cedric Gray. And when you look at the impressive part of Carolina's numbers, and it's only through five games, so the sample size isn't quite what you expect it to be, but through five games, they've played four Power Five opponents, which is a lot more than other teams can say. They're versing pretty good offenses. Like, that Syracuse offense was averaging 38.5 points per game going into that game last week in Chapel Hill. They shut out Syracuse in the first half, their first shutout since October 2021. Wow, this defense right now is playing with a ton of confidence.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're looking very good. Of course, you know, when you start with Carolina, you got to start with May. You know how good he is. We all know how good he is. He's going to be maybe a top five NFL pick, maybe in the draft if he comes out. He has elite playmaking ability. We all know that. The thing I looked at May, Taylor, when I see him, is his averaging passing game is 325 yards per game. That's up from 308 last year. But here's something I saw different. He is not afraid to go deep, and he'll take a lot more deep shots this year, and he's completed 55% of those passes. To me, that's up from 50% last year, according to Pro Football Focus. And where he's better is efficiency. 72% of his passes he's completed. This guy is very good. So Miami's defense will have his work cut out for them without question. I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, you mentioned it. He had such a good freshman season last year, and his numbers across the board are better. His QBR is up from 82 to 86. His completion percentage is up from 66 to 72. His yards per attempt, you mentioned he's taking more shots downfield, which is a bit surprising because Phil Longo's offense last year was predicated such on a vertical concept. They bring in Chip Lindsey. Chip Lindsey, I think the biggest compliment you could give him is he's been willing to take what defenses are giving him. Early in the season, it was the run game. Teams didn't were more protective over letting Drake May beat them. And then you have a game like Pittsburgh where Pat Narduzzi is essentially daring Drake May to beat them. And we have seen what Drake May can do. He has the arm talent to absolutely pick apart a secondary. So, yeah, I think with Drake May, he was already really, really good. And the biggest difference from the first four games to that Syracuse game is he gets Tez Walker back, who Tez was a huge story the entire season. Yes. Will he play? Won't he play with the NCAA? And Tez Walker being that vertical threat for him kind of makes everything easier for everybody else in the offense.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Walker, you know, it's going to be a threat. There's no question about it. And they get Walker back Saturday night. The thing I look at when I look at the overall, the difference is rushing yards. When I look at Carolina's running game, Carolina is 41st in the country and 6th in the conference with 117.8 yards a game. And you're talking about a Miami defense that leads the nation in rush defense, only 58.2 a game. How have they prepared to face a defense? Why people think it's probably the best defense they're going to face this year?
Yeah, I think North Carolina understands the challenge that they have coming in Saturday as a top 15 team at home against a Miami team that loses a game in heartbreaking fashion, that's going to want to get that taste out of their mouth pretty quickly. And I think North Carolina understands that Miami has the best offensive line that they're going to see all season and the best defensive line. Like, this Miami team is really strong in the trenches where you normally win or lose games. So for North Carolina, knowing that Miami's defensive line is so strong, I think there's going to be more of a reliance on Drake May to try to win this game with his arm. But they do have talent at the running back position with somebody like Omarion Hampton, who was a true freshman last year. He's improved. If you check out his pass protection numbers on Pro Football Focus,
okay,
he was at like in the 40s last year. This year, he's in like the high 70s, 80s, where he is able to be a back that you can keep on the field for three downs. And he is a tough runner. And one of the biggest things for this North Carolina team, they got him back last week, Willie Lampkin, who was a transfer guard from Coastal Carolina. There was a lot of questions with how would his size, he's a lot smaller than a typical Power 5 offensive lineman, how would his size translate to the Power 5 level? And so far, he's been Carolina's best offensive lineman. He was hurt for two games, the Pitt game and the game before Pitt, but he came back against Syracuse. So I think that's another thing to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's going to be in the trenches. The battle's going to be one up front. There's no question about that, Taylor. I have no question about that. When I look at the improvement of this guy, like we talk, go back to May. This guy, May's absolutely amazing when you see him. But then I got to look at a couple things here. What are you looking for in this ball game from both sides here?
Yeah, I think for Carolina defensively, my X factor in this game is Elijah Huzzy. They get him from, he was an FCS All-American, an under-recruited kid. Even in the transfer portal, there was very little talk about his recruitment. He comes to Carolina. He's their starting nickel. DeAndre Boykins, who had a big play last year in the Miami game at Miami, we lost, UNC loses him in training camp out for the season with a lower body injury. Elijah Huzzy is probably more comfortable playing at that corner position, but they move him to the nickel position because they think that's where his strengths would play better with other people coming in. He's had three interceptions this year. He's the guy for this Carolina defense. He plays corner like he's a receiver, essentially. He's running routes for people. He's creating takeaways. He's getting Drake May back out on the field. This Carolina defense last year, they really didn't do anything well. At the very least, with somebody like Elijah Huzzy, at least they're creating turnovers. And then we mentioned that Carolina's defense isn't in the 40s now, which is a drastic improvement. And what I'm interested in seeing with Elijah Huzzy is, since he is in that star position or nickel, essentially, seeing him matched up against Xavier Restrepo and seeing how if he's been playing at a star level, Elijah Huzzy. If he matches up against Restrepo and he's able to effectively take away Miami's number one option for Tyler Van Dyke, it's going to be interesting to see where Tyler Van Dyke goes to and how he's able to handle that.
Yeah, I think I want to see TBD. Last week, the turnover margin, I've always said you win or lose games, not only in the trenches, but you win the turnover battle. Exactly. We lost the turnover battle last Saturday night. They're all going to talk about the clock, the blunder, the fumble, the play at the end. But you cannot lose the turnover battle. You cannot lose the turnover battle and expect to win. You cannot do that. And we know in this ball game, if you lose the turnover battle in this game, you are not going to come away to win.
Yep.
You cannot do that. The thing I have to look at here when I watch here One, I understand the weather's not supposed to be ideal Saturday night. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I think I've seen early reports for rain. Hopefully that's just something that bypasses still at the time of this recording. We're a couple of days out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully the weather gets better. It's a later in the game type of day. And you really, when you have two teams that have as many athletes as Miami and North Carolina does, you really don't want any outside factors affecting it, which is why getting Tez Walker back was such a good thing for Carolina, where it eliminates like the what ifs. You don't want any what ifs with these two teams. And the fact that both two teams are almost at full strength, or from all reports, they seem like they're at full strength with the players that are expecting to play, able to play. You don't want something like an injury or weather affecting which team comes out on top.
Yeah, definitely. If it's a poor weather game, running the football is going, and ball security is going to be critical in this game. In fact, I'm looking at something here. Omarion Hampton is a very good back. Tell us about Omarion Hampton.
Yeah, he's tough. He was a true freshman last year, and all the talk out of training camp was last year was Omarion Hampton. He is going to be the guy at running back. He starts the season at running back, and his vision just wasn't there. He was playing like a somebody who is a true freshman, and I don't think that's a knock on him. It's going from high school to college at the running back position especially is a tough adjustment for anybody. So he didn't have the strongest freshman season, and some of that was due to injuries. Carolina's running back room was essentially a rotating door of people last year, which is why Drake May was the team's leading rusher. And I think going into this year, the team knew that, hey, for us to have any type of success, Drake May can't be the leading rusher. And going into the season, the two top running backs were Omarion Hampton and British Brooks. British Brooks has a great game against South Carolina in the opener, but he gets hurt, and that kind of opened the door for Omarion Hampton. And he kind of has taken, since that South Carolina game when British Brooks got hurt, Hampton has kind of taken that starting running back position and been the guy for this North Carolina team. He is a strong runner. He's got the best speed out of all Carolina's back. So he's somebody where if you do get him into open space, he could do the rest.
Here's the thing. Our defense, Miami, has not allowed an opponent to rush for 100 yards in a game this year. Two opponents came close. The other three were well off. But Carolina has, of course, besides May, you mentioned Hampton. With the weather at the time of this recording for Saturday night, like I said, ball security will be critical. I wouldn't be shocked. I was reading. I wouldn't be shocked if you run for 120 over 120 in this game. I mean, that's interesting. But Tyler Van Dyke, we talked about our quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke. He's smart with the football, even off a 3-pick game against Tech. Only 15 interceptions and 714 career passing attempts. You know, he's good at protecting the football. And the defense, this is going to be the toughest test for Carolina's defense this year, given how good that offensive line is and how good, and we can come with three or four backs in this game. How is Carolina's defense prepared to face the Miami running game, knowing that they can bring in different backs like Chaney, Parrish, and say A.J. Allen and maybe Chris Johnson?
Yeah, North Carolina, one of the biggest improvements from last year to this year has been Carolina's front seven. The front four especially have been getting pressure a lot more. Last year, they were one of the worst teams in the country in sacks and tackles for a loss. So they weren't getting in the backfield. They weren't being disruptive. Those numbers have improved this year with somebody like Kamon Rucker, Amari Gaynor from the Florida State transfer. You have players like Miles Murphy at that D tackle position. He was the player of the game defensively for Carolina against Syracuse, where, and then you have somebody like Dez Evans too, who was a big time recruit at the defensive end position. Those guys are playing so much better this season. And then you go to the linebackers for this North Carolina team, and they've kind of been the strength of this Carolina defense. Power Echols is having a great season. And then going into the season, everybody kind of knew what Carolina had in Cedric Gray as this all ACC caliber player. And really, he was the only, to be frank, he was the only bright spot of Carolina's defense last year with how bad they were. Cedric Gray was still awesome last year. He's still been good this year. And then I think North Carolina, another area where this North Carolina team has improved so much is they're tackling people on their first tries. Like Miami is a team that I've said that I don't think you can game plan your way to beat this North Carolina team. I think you have to beat them by just out-athleting them. And the teams that could do that, it's Clemson, it's Florida State, and it's Miami. Teams that can match Carolina's athletes. But this North Carolina defense has been doing a good job getting ball carriers down on their first try. Like last week against Syracuse, a quarterback like Garrett Schrader, who can make a lot of people miss with how big and strong he is, North Carolina had 6 missed tackles the entire game. So those numbers are numbers that, you know, you're looking for, especially against a strong run game like Miami.
Yeah, and last week I looked at Syracuse numbers. Think about it. They only allowed against Syracuse. Schrader threw for just 124 yards last week, the Syracuse quarterback. To me, it's going to be one of the trenches. Our line against Carolina's defensive line. I'm looking forward to that matchup, Taylor. I wanted to get your keys to the game. What are your keys to Carolina victory? And I'll give you the keys for Miami victory.
Yeah, I think my key for this North Carolina team is they're going to have to win with Drake May. It's going to be a game where he has to throw for 300 plus yards. You take some deep shots against this Miami team where Miami has shown that they're a bit susceptible to the big plays, especially that last drive that you saw against Georgia Tech. And especially with both teams, this is Miami's best test going into this game. And this is North Carolina's best test going into this game. So if this North Carolina team can create those explosive plays and take those shots downfield, whether it's to Tez Walker, somebody like Nate McCollum, who transfers over from Georgia Tech as their number one receiver. And now he's North Carolina's number two receiver. JJ Jones was a contributor last year. He had that big catch against Miami to open the scoring last year. But he's gotten even better. And part of that was due to Tez Walker and Nate McCollum not being available early in the season, where he was able to play a lot. He was able to develop that confidence on the outside. And then defensively for this North Carolina team, it's the flip side, where I think they're going to have to limit the big plays. Miami does have players that can beat you over the top. And this North Carolina defense, it's predicated on making you have these long drives and basically betting on you to make the mistake instead of letting you have, you know, the 40 plus play where all of a sudden you're in the red zone and it's a lot easier to score. So this North Carolina defense, where they have improved, is they're not giving up the explosive plays. I'm pretty sure through 5 games, they've only allowed 1 play of 40 plus yards. So they're keeping everything in front of them. And they're a lot better in the red zone this year too.
Oh yeah. I think red zone's going to be a key in this game. I mean, yeah. And in a game like this, Taylor, against a quality opponent like Carolina is, you cannot have field goals. You must get touchdowns in the red zone. You must do that. For Miami to win this ball game, pretty much the same thing they've been doing. Run the football, win the battle up front, force the turnover, and win the – but I would say in this game, you have to win the turnover battle. Can we get – can the Miami defense get home to May with just 4. If you saw the A&M game early in the year, we were able to do that, but we were also able to mix up some packages to confuse Weigman. I think we can do. We might be able to do that in this game against May. But what I noticed May is Drake May is the kind of guy that now burns blitzes with big plays. I've noticed that from him.
Yeah. Drake May has been so good this year. And I was actually talking about this with somebody else earlier, where it's like, I think the way you have to beat Drake May is by overloading him and sending him with so much pressure, because this North Carolina offensive line still isn't that great. I think their ceiling is kind of like average at best. But if they do pick it up, and you know, if somebody like Amarin Hampton is doing well in pass protection, if you are overloading them and trying to send so much pressure, you're leaving yourself really susceptible in the back end. And there probably isn't a better quarterback in the country for you know, you don't want to be daring Drake May to beat you with his arm, because that's a bet that North Carolina is willing to take every time.
Yeah, I think so too. And the thing is, you cannot, we have to confuse May. That's another thing. For Miami to win, no turnovers, protect the football, ball security, solid running game, solid performance from the offense, and the defense has to force turnovers. That's the thing. That's to me the key to this ball, to be the keys for a Miami victory. We're gonna let you out of here. Predictions. Go first. Prediction for Saturday night.
Yeah, I think the vibes that I get from this North Carolina team, it feels very similar to my team in 2015, where there was just so much talent. They were playing with so much confidence. The coaches were doing great at giving you a game plan, and the players were going out there and executing a game plan. They have 4 wins this year against Power 5 opponents, all by double digits. And if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say that trend continues, especially it's at home. Miami has a lot on their plate coming off such a tough loss where it's easy to question. I've been on really, like, not bad teams, but teams where you're questioning your own coaching. And I kind of get that sense with this Miami team, especially when you have like a 99.9% chance to win a game and it's your coach that kind of lets you down. So my prediction for this game would be North Carolina wins, and I'll go by a score of like 35-21, where North Carolina plays them close and then pulls away late.
Taylor? Mario Cristobal owned up to it on Monday in his press conference when he said, "It's on me, we're moving forward." The players on this team are behind Mario Cristobal on this. In years past, the Miami Hurricanes, when we had a loss like this, would snowball. And it would turn to 2, 3, 4, 5 straight losses, basically tank the season. I want to see what this Miami team has. I want to see this team show a true gut check, because this is really a gut check game for the Miami Hurricanes. If this is the team that is different from years past, it finds a way to win on the road against a very good team like Carolina. And not to mention 4 straight years, Carolina has beaten the Hurricanes. If you really want to take that step and say, hey, the narrative's changed, this is going to be different than in years past, it finds a way to win. Something tells me this team's going to come out angry. This team's going to come out focused. And this team is going to come out with a chip on its shoulder and with something to prove. Now, Drake May is going to get his yards. The one thing Miami cannot do is allow yards after catches. I think Miami comes out in this game, gets the running game going, and does enough on the defensive end to make plays late to get the win on the road. I'm going to go with Miami 31, North Carolina 21. That's my prediction. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to miss this rivalry, like you said. Hopefully we do this down the road for sure. Whenever Miami plays Carolina again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just pick a team next year to start covering so you could bring me on so we can still talk.
Yes, I definitely will. Taylor, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, always.